the two dynamic duo here. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And we're coming at you this morning with a topic to follow kind of last week. Because last week we talked about just how to tune out the noise and just everything that we hear and what people are telling us, opinions, whatnot. So today, Jen, what are we talking about?
We are talking about finding tools for stress management, because what we figured is, you know, if you're feeling like we talked about information overload last time, then my guess is you probably are feeling kind of overwhelmed.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. So the quick definition of overwhelm is to defeat completely, affect deeply in mind and emotion. And I just found that off of Google. You guessed it. But this kind of, I mean, you guys probably know what overwhelm feels like for you. And but just some quick like little tidbits is like mental slowness, forgetfulness. You might be confused. You can't concentrate, and like your mind's running a million miles a minute. And just like as we continue to stay in this state and just feeling constant overwhelm, we're gonna keep searching for that familiarity and continue to stay in that and just like have a nervous system that's always on and weighed that, yeah, that needs to slow down. So that's just gonna lead to longer just negative effects, and it's gonna be harder to get out of that.
And what I wanted to just kind of wrap back to it and just kind of make the connection, which I'm guessing that listeners realize, but the reason why this even would matter typically is because often if we're dealing with food issues, it's when we feel overwhelmed that we tend to like struggle with that the most. I know that I never technically called it binge eating myself when I was dealing with it because I didn't even know there was a name for it, but it was like those days that felt so overwhelming and I was just not sure how to handle anything that by the end of the day I ended up binge eating. So that's kind of why it matters or might matter to you or to people you care about. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's good. And just kind of just to continue off of like that and kind of about what else we've been talking about. So like, you know, last week we talked about there's all this noise going on where we've got we listen to different people, we try to follow different just ways of maybe dieting or, oh, I should eat this way, blah, blah, blah. But that often turns into once you start, you're like, I can't do this. And so, at least for me, I mean, everyone else has their own way of kind of letting this come out and what the result is. But it's very important that we really dig deep and recognize, like, no, we can do whatever we set our minds to. We can do it. It's just we have to lean into that that scary thought and just like ask ourselves, what can we do? Jen, you were talking about something about like your past stressors and whatnot. What were you saying about that a little bit ago?
Oh, that from how I experience it and how I've seen it is I think at some points in our life when we feel really overwhelmed, we can kind of get so used to that feeling that is our norm. And so in that state, we may not recognize that there is a solution for that. Like feeling overwhelmed, feeling stuck, frozen, you know, stuck in place in this like current maybe life situation. I'm thinking about you really busy, maybe stressed moms or, you know, working women. Like sometimes we're so like we are in a stage of life that's so busy and overwhelming for us that we feel like that's just the way it is. Like we can get so used to it that we just feel kind of stuck. And I think it's important for us to recognize that there's always a solution. Like, there, you don't have to stay stuck. There is that's just something going on with our nervous system, actually, and there are solutions for that. So, like Emily was saying, leaning into that and just recognizing, okay, I feel like this right now, but it doesn't have to stay this way. Just really simply, how that works is with our nervous system. When we feel really overwhelmed, sometimes we, you know, talk about like a cup of stressors, but is like so full that we're not able to see differently or take on more, you know, quote unquote stress, like more changes or deal with challenges very well. But the truth is, on a, like I said, on a nervous system level, by taking some stressors out of our cup, so past life events and things that there are ways to heal those past things that are living in our nervous system, then we actually are more able to deal with current life stressors. So if you want to know more about the nervous system and stuff, I'd be happy to chat with you. Feel free to either join the group, that we'll leave the link in the show notes, or contact me. But I don't want to confuse anybody, so I'll just kind of stop right there. But the point being, if taking some stressors out from like our past and trauma and whatnot, and healing those things, then we're able to deal with current stressors better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it's good. And it also, like, because we have those past stressors, our brain can label those as bad. And like, if I feel that, it's bad. But actually, as we heal those, our brain has a more, I think, a clearer view of them. And then we're more able to see clearly and just weigh what is actually good for us and what is bad for us. So like, if something comes along and we're like instant overwhelm, that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means we might have something in the past that has reminded us of that. And if we haven't gone back and necessarily healed it or like worked through that, it can still seem bad. So like, if something comes up and we're like, that's challenging, that reminds me of this, and I don't want to do that, well, it could still be that we need to work through it, but like, it could be that it is good for us and it will help us to move forward and really work through whatever that mental block is.
Because the reality is, the only reason that we make when it comes to trauma, the only reason why we are feeling that the or if something's good for us now, but we're feeling like it's scary, kind of along the lines of what Emily was saying, what it is that our nervous system was not able to fully process the experience we had in the past. And so, if you're 5, you can't handle a situation like a 20-year-old, like on a nervous system level. And so, by in a safe space, processing that emotional experience, then when you kind of close the loop on that experience by looking at it now and healing it, then when that happens now as a 4-year-old, say, then it actually may be no big deal. So that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's good. yeah.
So what I was gonna share as far as when it comes to feeling overwhelmed and then like what to do about it, because that's important here, I kind of broke it down into three steps, kind of like, well, what should listeners do if they're feeling this way? So what I would say is the first thing is to recognize how you're feeling. Like, so now that we've talked about overwhelmed, the next time that you feel that way, like when something happens and it kind of like hits you, my guess is you may remember this better and kind of recognize it because of listening to this, right? So recognizing it and accepting that is the way it is super important, because sometimes in the past we have or it can be easy to just kind of override that feeling and do more and try to be better than that and like handle it. And so then we don't necessarily talk about it or accept that we are kind of feeling overwhelmed. We can kind of like push ourselves to do more, quote unquote, be better than that. But all that is doing is compounding emotions. So like, it doesn't really make sense or work for us to feel bad for feeling bad, okay? So accepting what actually is, what the current situation is for you, is really important. And then the next step is to determine how you'd rather feel in the future, okay? And then the last thing I was gonna say about it is to choose one step that moves you towards your goal. So one, it might even be a really small step, but I want it to feel manageable to you. That part's really important. So if it doesn't feel manageable to you personally, with all you've got going on, then it's not gonna work out long term. And so that's kind of how we can get unstuck, is by finding one little step that makes you feel like you're making progress towards your goal. Because the reality is that overwhelm can make us feel not productive. It can keep us stuck and make us feel like we can't do anything, but taking one little step towards our goal. Maybe that's literally just like taking a little break every day. I was just talking to a friend a couple days ago. It was really interesting because we had both, as moms, we have kind of dealt with health problems and stuff due to adrenal issues, burnout, you know. And I was asking her how she was doing, and she was like, well, actually it's going a lot better. I just decided I am going to just accept that this is how things work for me. I maybe can't actually manage things, like manage as much as my friend does, right? Like she was saying, my friends, she was like, I'd always kind of wished I could handle more things, but I'm just realizing like it is what it is for me as a mom. And then she was like, and I'm just actually allowing myself to take a break. So that seems super simple, but it's actually super important. She's like, so a couple times a day, maybe after a couple hours of like being busy and working on things, I just like take a break, like actually allow myself to take a little rest in my day. She's like, and it's going a lot better. So that's like one small step, right? That can move you towards your goal. Like, yeah. I mean, honestly, the better we feel, like as in our nervous system, the more relaxed we are, or we're in parasympathetic nervous system dominance, the better we can manage things, because like literally our reasoning skills are better.
Yeah.
So,
that's a great reminder.
That was like whole spiel.
No, I think that's a great note to leave everybody on, because as people who live in a constant state of overwhelm, taking a break is not an option. Like for me, I'm like, I can't take a break, but when I do, I feel so much better. My mind is clear and I know the next step I need to take. It's just like,
yeah. Well, because stress gives us tunnel vision. So the stress hormone cortisol is going to tell you there's not enough time. When you feel that way, that is literally a chemical thing going on in your body. And if you can remember this, moving forward, when you feel like there's not enough time, your to-do list is too long, that literally can be a signal or a reminder to you that it's time to slow down for a minute, because everything seems makes a little bit more sense in the morning. Well, that's because we slept, right?
Mm-hmm.
So taking just a couple of minutes to regroup will actually help you deal with things better, and I'd love to hear how this goes for you.
Yeah, this will be good. So we'd love to hear that from you, because we'll be able to talk to you through our Facebook group, Beyond the Diet.
Yeah,
so join us there. No, you're good.
In the show notes.
Yeah.
The link.
In the show notes. And join us there. Join for more of these episodes like this. Like, share, subscribe. And share something maybe you learned with a friend today, or encourage somebody in this, because it's gonna take a lot of us to help each other to remember.
Well, and the reality is that you're not alone.
So you're not alone.
If you start talking about what's going on for you, I I am gonna like 99% guarantee you that other mm-hmm. people will probably admit they sometimes at least feel the same. So
yeah. Any hoosers.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Toodles.
Ta-ta.